Hello and welcome to episode 28 of BuzzHub's Front Seat Cinema, the weekly podcast where I bring you the latest film and TV news and film reviews and box office numbers. And I'm recording this on the 10th of June, 2014, so I'll begin with the box office numbers for the weekend that has just gone. And women continue to dominate the box office as Shailene Woodley's starring role in the adaptation of John Green's The Fault in Our Stars, co-starring Ansel Elgort, Nat Wolff and Laura Dern, brought them out in flocks this weekend to the tune of $48.2 million for its opening weekend. After Thursday previews that took in $8.2 million, the romantic drama was rolled out in 3,173 theatres where it reported $26 million on Friday, including the Thursday numbers, but then took a bigger-than-expected slide on Saturday to end up below earlier projections. Not that it's too big a concern, since the movie reportedly cost 20th Century Fox just $12 million to make, which means it was profitable even before the end of Friday. So that's a very impressive haul for quite a small film, but the book is extremely popular. I'm quite a big fan of the book myself. I enjoyed it, but I haven't seen the film yet. It hasn't been released here in Ireland, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. Angelina Jolie's starring role as Maleficent fell to second place with $33.5 million, down 52% from its opening weekend. It has grossed $127.4 million domestically, with another $59.7 million overseas this weekend, to bring its worldwide total to $335 million. Now, I reviewed Maleficent a few episodes ago. I wasn't a big fan of it, but you can find out. You can hear my review of that anyway. Opening in 3,490 theatres, 300 more than The Fault in Our Stars, the Tom Cruise, Emily Blunt action sci-fi Edge of Tomorrow opened with $29.1 million for third place. Normally, that wouldn't be considered a terrible result for a Tom Cruise movie, but that's a softer opening than last year's Oblivion, and Edge of Tomorrow cost $175 million to make. On the other hand, the movie also topped the international box office with $82 million, with $25 million from China alone for a global weekend total of $111 million. On episode 26, I believe, you can hear my review of Edge of Tomorrow. I gave it 5 stars. I was a big fan. I really, really enjoyed Edge of Tomorrow. And I'm disappointed by these quite unsuccessful domestic results. Here's another film I've seen, 22 Jump Street. Now, opening a week early in the UK, 22 Jump Street scored $8.8 million ahead of its North American debut on Thursday. So, 22 Jump Street did very well in the UK this weekend. I've seen it. I just saw it a few hours ago, actually, and I haven't written my review yet, so my opinion of it, or my thoughts on it, are still a bit scattered and, rough. But I enjoyed a lot of it. I enjoyed watching it. I didn't think it was as funny as 21 Jump Street, which I thought was a very, very well-scripted comedy. I thought the script of this was very impressive. I think Jonah Hill wrote it himself along with some other writers. But it wasn't as funny as 21 Jump Street at all, really. And it was overlong, would be an understatement. It has about 3 different endings. It keeps ending and taking twists and then starting back up again with another tiresome action scenes. The action scenes are not particularly enjoyable, in my opinion, especially towards the end. They just get tiresome. But I think Jonah Hill, Channing Tatum are still very good double act. I think they're very watchable, and it's very enjoyable to see their bromance blossom and develop on screen. And there's nothing wrong with this film particularly. It's perfectly passable for what it is, but it's not one of the best comedies I've seen in a while. It really isn't. And you know what? I actually liked it less than A Million Ways to Die in the West, which has gotten terrible reviews, whilst 22 Jump Street has gotten very favourable reviews. A Million Ways to Die in the West is, in my opinion, actually a better film. Maybe not a funnier comedy. I think they're both equally unfunny, but I think A Million Ways to Die in the West is a very well-made film. I saw that this past weekend. I think Seth MacFarlane has made a genuinely very impressive Western in the 21st century with this film. Not as great a comedy. It's not in the same league as Ted in terms of being a comedy, but I think the acting all around is very good. I think the visuals, the music, all the cinematic aspects of it are really, really well managed by McFarlane and his team. And I think I had great fun watching it. I think it's a really fun film, and I really would recommend seeing it if you're a fan of westerns or you're a fan of Seth MacFarlane. I think the reviews it's gotten so far have been unfairly negative. I gave it 4 stars in my review, and I think it really is worth seeing. Back to the box office. 20th Century Fox's X-Men Days of Future Past drops to fourth place with 14.7 million, down 55% from last weekend, as it brought its domestic total to $189.1 million. It's still going strong internationally with another $42 million added in 74 territories to bring its overseas total to $422 million and worldwide to $611 million. Fifth place went to A Million Ways to Die in the West, which was down 57% with 7.2 million and 30.1 million domestic total. Warner Brothers and Legendary Pictures' take on Godzilla added just under $6 million to take sixth place with a 4-week total of $185 million, and Neighbors took seventh place. Blended came in eighth place. Chef was in ninth, and that is the box office numbers for the past weekend. Now, in terms of film and TV news that we've covered, the Ant-Man, Marvel's Ant-Man director fiasco finally came to an apparent end when Peyton Reed was confirmed that he is now directing the film. So we had Edgar Wright, he dropped out, Adam McKay and Ruben Fleischer turned down the directing gig, and now Marvel have confirmed that Peyton Reed, director of Yes Man, and Down with Love, and some other not particularly good films, he's been confirmed to direct the film. So, is this exciting news? No, not really. Edgar Wright seemed like the perfect choice, in my opinion, but we're not getting that film. So now we're getting Peyton Reed's Ant-Man, and let's just hope it's not as bad as it sounds. In other news, there was some Jeremy Renner will be returning for Mission Impossible 5 alongside Tom Cruise and Simon Pegg, and Marvel's other upcoming project, Doctor Strange, Benedict Cumberbatch and Tom Hardy are reportedly in talks for the lead role, but I would be happy to see either of those. They're both excellent actors. I'd be happy to see either of those get the role. And there hasn't been any other major news since our last episode, in the film or TV worlds. That's really it. So, thank you for listening to this episode of Front Seat Cinema. I'll be back next week with hopefully a review of The Fault in Our Stars, finally, and the box office results for this weekend's opening films, which are 22 Jump Street and How to Train Your Dragon 2. Thank you for listening. Visit buzzhub.info all week. Goodbye.